You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. It won't be long before the pleasant fall turns to bitter winter, and the city of Syracuse wants to have a plan in place before the snow begins to pile up.
How can one of the snowiest cities in the country not have a plan to address snowy sidewalks? Each year, we talk about what a shame it is that we as a community don't have a plan in place or we haven't figured it out. Then summer comes and we all forget about it until the snow begins to fly again.
Now, the city might just have a plan. Director of Operations Corey Driscoll Dunham says the city has identified and will clear 20 miles of busy sidewalks using a private contractor. The request for proposals went out on Thursday. She says although the removal of snow and ice from sidewalks remains property owners' responsibility, this supplemental service is a much-needed first step toward improving public safety. Barry Lentz of the Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse agrees.
Looking at the paths to schools, especially paths that are traveled by young children, pre-K, K, and elementary school, that is just absolutely critical.
But the challenge might be finding available contractors this late in the season. Owner of ProScape's property maintenance, Rick Keir, is happy that the city has a plan, but questions if the job can even be done.
When I hear the talk about putting out bids for sidewalk work, even though I have the equipment, the knowledge, certifications, and the training to do this work, I don't know that I would be interested in bidding on it just because of the manpower issue.
Keir says he's 95% booked for the winter already, so he'd have to hire more workers. But he says finding people to do the job is a challenge itself because so few want to do it. He notes the grueling hours and labor as factors, but thinks a job fair led by the city would be a great idea. The city has taken this more proactive approach over fining property owners for not clearing their sidewalks. Officials say enforcement typically doesn't yield results and safety hazards remain. But Rich Pachalski with Syracuse United Neighbors feels more accountability is needed, especially for commercial properties.
We need to go after the SOBs that never shovel, the taxi cab place down on Salina, Sears. How about the yo-yos that turn around and plow right up to the next property line?
Police do plan to ticket private plow operators who pile up snow on street corners. Common counselors are expected to approve the chosen contractor in November and would be ready to start work on December 1st if needed. The city is funding the job through the existing DPW budget, but would have to revisit the issue if the program continues. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.